Hello there, and thanks for joining me in the podcast today.
Purpose of your life, that's my topic. You know, what is the purpose of your life?
Have you figured it out? Well, that's your number one goal. That's your number one job. It's your number one objective in life is to decide your purpose and pursue it. There are lots of ways that you can go about that particular task. But without purpose, life becomes just a spinning ball. You go off in any given direction at any given time under given whatever the wind is blowing at the time and whoever the influence upon you at the time happens to be. In other words, spineless might be a way to describe that. But you know, everyone has some kind of a purpose that drives us. Here's some ideas. Not good ones, by the way. Some people are driven by guilt. They spend their entire lives running from a regret and running from a sense of shame and hiding it. Guilt-driven people are manipulated by their memories. In other words, the memories just plague them and give them a sense of anger and despair and depression related to guilt. They allow their past to control them. That's really what the whole point is. And they unconsciously punish themselves. If you feel guilty, you have to punish yourself. You deserve it, if you will. Guilt is a strong, strong motivator and driver in many people's life. Just trying to reduce the guilt, trying to control the guilt, trying to hide the guilt, you know, trying to live beyond it and somehow live above it. Many people are driven by resentment, by the way. They hold on to their hurts and they never get over them. Instead of releasing their pain through forgiveness, they rehearse it over and over and over again in their minds. Resentment-driven people clam up. They internalize their anger. Some blow up and explode, dump it onto others. That's resentment, bitterness, hurt. So you withdraw, you isolate, you go in yourself, you become more silent, you become more quiet within your own self. You hold on to that pain of that event or that series of events which made you feel resentful. Somebody let you down, somebody hurt you, somebody disappointed you, somebody rejected you. There are a lot of things that build resentment. Some people are driven by fear. Now that may be from a traumatic experience example. So they live with that fear of a traumatic experience happening again, such as child abuse. They live with that fear that it's going to happen again and again and again. Maybe never does, but we live with that fear that it will. It's an unrealistic expectation, you know, such as growing up in a highly controlled home, a very domineering parent. Fear-driven people often miss the great opportunities because they're afraid to venture out. In other words, fear inhibits, holds back, makes you feel unable to socialize, unwelcome in a social world. Fear just makes you feel like you're just shrivel up and be to yourself. It's like a self-imposed prison, if you will. Some people are driven by materialism. In other words, they can't get enough. They have to buy things. They have to have the money. They have to have a bank account. They have to have a net worth. And it has to go up and up and up. And they live by the stock market. They live by the bank account. Self-worth is never equal to net worth. Remember that. Your own worth does not depend upon how much money you have and how much money you have available to spend and how much you have of things that you've already bought because you spent. You earned and spent. Wealth can be a loss, can be lost instantly. Wealth can be lost instantly by a whole host of uncontrollable factors beyond our control, beyond our ability to control. Many people are driven by the need for approval. In other words, they expect their parents, they expect their spouse, they expect their children, they expect teachers and employers and friends to always give them that sense of approval, acceptance. That's what controls their life. They're still trying to earn that approval that they did not get as a child. That was very important to them. They follow the crowd because they think that when they're in the midst of a crowd, they are approved, they're accepted. Well, maybe they're just tolerated, basically. Being controlled by the opinions of others is a guaranteed way to miss your purpose in life. You can't serve two masters. You got to know what is your basic purpose in life and what brings you approval and acceptance. So it's important that you know the purpose and the meaning of your life. If you have no purpose, there's no life, there's no meaning to your life.
no purpose, there's no meaning to your life. If there's no meaning to your life, there's no significance to your life. There's no hope for your life and for the way that you live and for your future. Hope is an essential to your life, just as air and water is essential to your life. Dr. Bernie Siegel, a cancer specialist several years back, interviewed patients and followed some of his patients, those that survived with cancer and those that had difficulty and so on. And he found that he could predict which of his cancer patients would go into remission by just asking the very simple question, do you want to live to be 100? And then those with a deep sense of life purpose answered yes. They were the ones most likely to survive. You see, hope comes from having a purpose in your life. If you have purpose, your life is much more simplified. There are things you don't do. There are things you do. They're prescribed. They're predetermined. They're worked out ahead of time. You make agreements with yourself. There are certain things you do and there are certain things you don't do. It just simplifies life because your life is going to be goal-directed, purpose-driven, purpose-focused. And that just tells you what you do and how you spend your time, how you spend your free time. How much time do you waste in the course of a day? You know, if you waste a couple, 2, 3, 4 hours, that's quite a bit. If you're worth $50 an hour and you waste 2 hours, you've wasted $100 that day. If you wasted 4 hours, you've wasted $200 that particular day. And then if you do that day upon day, 365 days a year, that's a lot of money that you've wasted. So in other words, let purpose drive you. Let purpose control you. Let purpose direct you. Your life will be much more simplified. See, purpose gives you a sense of focus as well. You know, things that are important to you as compared to things which are not. Things that will make a difference and those that will not. Let your life be focused by your purpose. Let your life have a sense of direction. Don't live a life of quiet desperation. That was Harry David Thirlwall, you know, that said that. But don't live a life of aimless distraction. Live a life that has focus, not just to do what everybody else is doing, or when there's nothing else to do, that's what you do. Put aim into your life. Put focus into your life. Put purpose into your life. It'll energize you. It'll drive you. Make you feel like you want to get up in the morning. It'll make you feel like you want to work today. It'll make you feel like you really want to put forth effort today. It'll make you feel like you want to achieve today, thrive today, be out with people today, be with certain people today. Purpose gives you energy, and it prepares you for the future. You know, purpose just kind of is always future-driven, future-oriented. It drives you into a sense of what's important for the future, not just what's important for today. So live with that sense of purpose in your life. Give some real serious thought to why you are in this world, why you were born, why you came to Earth. What's your purpose? And then live that purpose. Don't get sidetracked and have other people determine your purpose, or situations determine your purpose, or events in your life determine your purpose, or whether things go good or bad in your life, success or failure goes, have a purpose, whether you succeed or not. No matter what whatever happens in your life, that purpose remains the same. You keep focused on it and you keep living it. And that will give you that sense of success. It'll give you that sense of achievement. It'll give you that sense of satisfaction. It'll give you that whole sense of wholeness and goodness and wellness. Be the person who is purpose-driven, not driven by non-purposeful events and feelings and experiences in your life that somehow start motivating your life and directing your life, and it just goes downhill. So there we are. What on earth are you here for? Answer the question. Live it out. Okay? Nice to have you with me, and thanks for joining in. See you next time. Psychology Report.